Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, where you meet the artist. This is the Jazz Queen. Mike is attending the Suffolk Jazz Festival, so he will not be joining us today. It is Saturday, June 16th, 2012. Tomorrow is Father's Day, so I would like to wish everyone, every man in the country, a happy Father's Day. Hope you have a great day. Thank you for joining us. If you'd like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Rod Williams' name, and that should bring you right into the chat room. You can give us a call at 646-716-5485. 646-716-5485. The first time we interviewed saxophonist Rod Williams was August of 2011 about his debut CD, The Journey. He returns today with a brand new CD called Hands Down. Rod, welcome back to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks, Terry. I'm glad to be back.
Oh, happy to have you back. Let me welcome Joe from Germany. Welcome, Joe, in the chat room. Glad to see you. Rod, it's good to have you here. And again, you know, the last time we talked to you was like almost a year ago for the Journey CD, and here you are now back with a brand new CD called Hands Down with some of the cutest hands on the cover. Whose hands do these belong to?
Well, those hands belong to my grandson, Akeesh. You know, he was kind of the reason. Actually, my wife came up with the concept. I was just going to use a pair of regular hands, but she was like, it'd be nice, you know, to use my grandson's hand. I'm like, yeah, you're right. So that's what we did.
Very nice. Very nice. And I like this CD too, by the way. I want to read just a little bit of what Ronald Jackson from the smoothjazzride.com said about the CD. He started off by saying, tossing in a few more of the slow, romantic, smooth, and sweet leanings of smooth jazz on his latest release, Hands Down, saxophonist Rod Williams chose to shed more light on this mood than was shown on his debut album, The Journey. At the outset, the current release takes a suave stroll along the avenues and night-kissed beaches of smooth jazz. I love that. I love that. Is that how you would describe the CD?
Well, you know, that's my goal. I always started off kind of with the mellow stuff and the, as he says, romantic. But, mm-hmm. you know, that's just my style. I like to play a mellow form of jazz. And that was the goal. So I'm glad he captured it that way because that was my goal.
Yes, yes, very nice. All right, so now let's talk about who is working with you on this CD.
Well, on the very first song, I used my friend Jermaine Allison. He also played on the title track, The Journey.
Okay.
He's from Jamaica. A good friend of mine, Mr. Frank Fiambo, played on As Smooth As It Gets. Maurice Johnson played on Like Butter.
Mm-hmm.
Darrell Evans-Jones played on Funky Sensation. And then on Summertime, I had a good friend of mine, Maria Cordo. She sang on Summertime. She's from Argentina. And on Havana Nights, Mr. Sean O'Brien Smith on bass and Kim Scott on flute.
Mm, okay, now there are 14 tracks on this song. It is available now on Amazon, CD Baby, and is it also on iTunes?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so you can pick that up now, and we're going to get right into some music. This is really going to be like a listening show, party show for the CD, so that I can get in as many songs as possible on this CD. And so, Brian, I'm going to start with the title track, Hands Down. Tell me about this one.
Well, Hands Down, the reason why I named the CD, no disrespect to the journey, but I just felt like Hands Down, I did a different job, or I want to eat CD and better myself, and I felt like this one, in my opinion, was just hands down better. Not that, like I said, no disrespect to the journey, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, this is Hands Down. We'll be right back. from saxophonist Rod Williams' new CD, Hands Down. That was the title track. All right, so who's on keyboards and who's on guitar?
On Hands Down? Basically,
yeah,
title, I did everything on the track.
Okay. So you're playing all of the instruments. All right. So then what is Mr. Jermaine Allison playing?
Well, on Hands
Down.
I'm sorry.
He's on the... On the first song. Yes. My apologies. Okay, so you're playing all of the instruments on Hands Down. Really nice. Really nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just kind of want to mention Joe's comment in the chat room. He was saying that the track sounds very familiar to him, and you are being compared to Marion Meadows on this CD. How do you feel about that?
Well, Marion's a big influence, you know, in my music.
Mm.
You know, I actually played with him once or twice, and people say, you know, he's going to get me because, you know, they say I'm starting to sound too close to him. But I take that as a very, very, you know, flattered compliment.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right. So now, when you started putting this CD together, Hands Down, like you said, it's different from your debut CD, The Journey. But did you want it to be totally different from that?
Well, I just wanted to go, like, in a different direction, not totally, because a lot of people told me that The Journey was very smooth. I mean, they had Sweet and Spicy, was like the most up-tempo song on there. So I wanted to do something a little more, you know, different style or different tempo. So that's why, you know, I tried it, you know, to do more of an R&B style, jazz style. Give it a different flavor, but basically the same.
Okay.
Same, me with the horn.
Okay. And for me, this CD, Hands Down, I love it when I have a CD where I have a hard time choosing a song to play, because in my mind, that means that every song on the CD is a good CD, and that's how I feel about Hands Down. I listened to the entire CD last night, and I just, every song, I was like, this is so good. And I love that, and I usually try to write down the songs that I'm going to play, but on this one, I couldn't just choose, you know, three or four songs to play. It was like, okay, it's now more of a matter of which ones to play.
I really, really appreciate you saying that, because, like, I remember in the first interview when I did The Journey, you know, that's always my goal, you know, when I do a CD, I want to do it, like I said, in a way where people, this has 14, the other one had 12, but I want people to really just enjoy one through whatever it ends at. So that way, you know, you give people what they want, which is
right.
Good music, and the whole CD, I feel, should be that way.
I agree.
I'm happy to hear you say that.
Yeah, that is honest, it comes straight from my heart. That is total honesty. I mean, I'm listening to this. I'm like, oh, man, this is good. Oh, that's so good. This is good. So definitely a good CD here. You definitely want to pick this up. Rod Williams, Hands Down. It is available on Amazon and CD Baby. So definitely give this one a listen for sure. All right, I'm going to play the next song, track number 4, As Smooth As It Gets, with Frank Piombo. Tell me about this one.
Well, me and Frank, we co-wrote that together. And, you know, it's just a concept. It borders, just like Ron said in the interview, it kind of borders around the Sweet Things thing, but we didn't go there. We did our own thing to it. And I really enjoyed working with Frank. We're right now, as you speak, we're working on a new project together. So,
oh, okay.
But,
now, is this going to be his or yours?
Well, actually, it's his.
He
already did one with me that he has out, but he used Dre Spencer on it. And Sean O'Brien Smith with that too as well, called Night Falls. But it's going to be something for him.
Oh, okay. All right. So the next song I'm going to play is As Smooth As It Gets. And this song features Frank Piombo. And you're right. Ronald Jackson did compare this kind of to that Chaka Khan song. So let's take a listen to that and see. Thank you. That was As Smooth As It Gets featuring Frank Piombo on guitar on that track. That is from Rod Williams' new CD, Hands Down. It is available on Amazon and CD Baby. Definitely pick that up. You can follow Rod on Twitter on Rod Williams Sax and on Facebook. So now, Rod, are you playing in your area locally to support the CD?
Yes, actually on June 30th, I'm doing a jazz festival in Asbury Park, New Jersey. And
okay.
We're doing that. And working on a CD release party for it as well.
Oh, good, good. Now, the CD cover features one of your grandson's hand, but there is a song on the CD also named after another grandson. Which song? Tell me about that song.
Well, that song is entitled Amari's Crew. Amari's the newest addition to my family. He's only 4 months old. I actually took off a song so that I can put this on here. you know, being that I have my son Akeesh on it, when they both grow older, my grandson rather, I didn't want one to feel slighted. So that was the reason.
Okay. Let me welcome to the chat room guitarist Frank Piombo. Frank, I would like for you to call in after this next song so I can talk to you a little bit, too, about working with Rod on this CD. But we're going to right now go into the song Amari's Groove. This is another grandson from of Rod's. Check this one out. right. That was Amari's Groove from Rod Williams' new CD, Hands Down. And how old is Amari?
Amari's 4 months now.
Oh, he's only 4 months. Oh.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Position, yep.
Oh, well, congratulations to you, proud grandpapa.
Yep, thank you.
Wow, 4 months. I was thinking you were going to say 2 or 3 years old. I wanted to know what he thought of the song, but okay.
My niece is almost 3 years old.
Okay, all right. Oh, that is so sweet. That is so sweet. All right, well, while we wait for Frank to call in, Frank, go ahead and call in, 646-716-5485. And I know that you are working on some music with him, but are you working on any music for a future project?
It's funny you ask that, Terry. I almost just completed CD3. It's not, you know, in the studio yet, but as far as the work part of it.
Wow.
So I'm always, you know, moving on with, but that won't be out till next year sometime. So.
Right. Okay. You musicians, you guys are always on top of everything. You know what I'm saying? You do one, you produce one CD and put it out, and then you work on the next one. You're never done.
Yeah, well, that's my goal, to try to keep moving and, you know, giving people, like I said, the music that, you know, for the fans that enjoy my music, just giving them something
right.
new and fresh to hear.
Exactly, exactly. All right, we have Frank on the phone. Frank, welcome.
Oh, Terry, it's been a while. How are you doing, all right?
I am doing well. How are you, sir?
I'm fantastic. You know what? I needed to chat and call in and just say hello to Rod. Rod and I have become such good friends, and aside from the music, we're really just good friends. And God bless Rod. He's got a great CD out and so many great ideas. And he was just talking about working on his third one. I'm just working on my third single for my next one, and he's putting them out one by one. I'm going like, Rod, how do you do that? It's like, you know, his ideas just come to him so quickly. For me, it just takes a while, but I'm having a great time. You know, Rod, hello, Rod.
Hey, Mike, how you doing, man?
I'm just great, man. I'm great. Yeah, it's a pleasure to work with Rod, Terry. He's so easygoing, and, like, I'll lose it sometimes. I'll go, Frank, just relax. Don't worry. We'll get this done. You know, he's got to keep me in check. So far, we worked on a few projects together. We did As Smooth As It Gets, which I just heard playing. Sounds great. And then I did this is Rod's show. I don't want to just. We did Nightfall.
Yeah,
and I had Nightfall's had actually Rod played piano on it,
mm-hmm.
And I had Sean O'Brien Smith on bass and Joey Spencer on sax for that one. But right now we're working on another one. We're back at his studio, and you're going to love this one. We looked at each other and we said, you sure we want to do it this way? We're having a club disco beat to the next one. So it's going to be great. So Rod's going to be playing sax on that as well, and he's producing it. So that's the best thing that's happened to me, Terry, is Rod coming into my life and actually changing a lot of the stuff that I was doing prior, which is great. I always wanted to... work in and do more smooth jazz, and meeting Rod has given me that opportunity. So I want to thank him, and of course I always thank you, because you were one of the first people that have interviewed me, and I'll never forget that. I had such a great time.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Mine, yeah, great. But Rod's got a great, I love every song on there. It's just outrageous. You know, it's outrageous. I could go like, oh, maybe there's one in there that doesn't. No, it's like every song on that, and it comes to him so easy, you know. You know, as smooth as it gets. He doesn't brag, but I'll brag for him. we did that song in 4 hours. Rod did his take one time, and that was it. One take. So you know, he's not going to tell you that, but I'm going to tell you. He's just a genius. He's a genius.
Wow. Well,
no, it's coming from the bottom of my heart, Rod. You're amazing, you know. And anybody that's involved in you know, business wise or friendship wise, are really lucky. I mean, you're just fantastic. And I just wanted to make sure everybody on the air gets to hear that. That's all.
And you just really confirmed what I told Rod earlier about the CD. I listened to the entire CD last night.
Right.
And every song I listened to, I was saying, man, this is mm-hmm. so good. This is so good. And
it's like,
how am I going to choose a song to play? Because to me, every song was good.
Right.
Now, this is your, even Rod has said, and you've said you guys have been friends for a while, but is this your first time working together on a CD?
We've been friends, I guess, for about the last year or so. And we didn't work on it. Rod, As Smooth As It Gets, I have it out as a single, and Rod has it out. It's on his CD. I do not have a CD coming up anytime soon, but it will probably be on mine as well. When I put it out, we co-wrote the song together. And then I've got some other things, but the new one that I have that's going to be out soon, Rod is kind of producing. He's going to play sax on it, and it's a lot different than anything I've ever done. Paul Brown gave me an idea when I heard his latest songs, 24/7, and he does almost like a funky dance kind of thing. And his response to that was that people at his shows want to dance, and so he started writing stuff with a dance beat. So I thought about that. I said, you know what? If Paul can do it, why can't I? So we came out with some really nice beats, and now we're laying down the track. So, and I don't know if Rod mentioned it, but I don't know if you know. Rod, did you mention Phil?
No, I did.
Yeah, Phil Casagrande. He's from New York. Excellent piano player. So he'll probably be on the track, and then I'm sending it out to South America for a guy named Martin Barcos is going to share the sax parts with Rod. So it's going to be a fun track, I'll send it to you when it's done.
Okay, please do. And thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, no, it's my pleasure. Rod, I love you, man. I'll talk to you soon. I'll be in the chat room, though.
Okay.
All right, ciao.
Ciao. Thank you, Frank. Oh, that is awesome. That is awesome. I love him on the song As Smooth As It Gets. I think you guys did a great job on that and on the CD as a whole. I really enjoy the CD as a whole, definitely. All right, so the next song is Footsteps. Tell me about this one.
Like everybody, I see, people are saying I kind of have a Marian Mellows type flavor. And when I did that, I actually said I wanted to do something like of an old Marian Mellows style, like the older days when he first came out. And that's how I came up with the concept Footsteps, It's in that older Marian Mellows format, for me.
Okay.
But I really enjoyed doing it.
All right. And Ronald Jackson from the smoothjazzride.com said about this song, this piece spells deep, soul deep. Let me start over. This piece spells so deep as it draws in one into its embrace slowly, deliberately, like a pair of sincere eyes gazing into yours. And that is what he said about Footsteps.
Yeah.
Ah, very nice. That was Footsteps from saxophonist Rod Williams' new CD, Hands Down. I love that. Like that. All right, question from the chat room, Rod. Joe from Germany says that he sees you are playing the tenor, alto, and soprano sax. Do you have a favorite?
Well, my favorite, I guess, as you can see, is soprano. That's the one I play the most. But I enjoy playing all three of them, and I used all three of them on the CD.
Okay, good, good. Now, do you have a favorite on the CD, a favorite song?
Not really. I enjoy them all, you know, because there's different artists on here that I got to play with, and even the other ones. I did one for my manager, Jordan Clement, you know, and like I said, I would say, like, something what Frank wrote out about a dance for five. I always tease my mother. I tell her I think I'm half Puerto Rican because I like Latin music. And I did Havana Nights. And that's kind of my favorite one on the CD.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's check out Havana Nights. That was Kim Scott on flute on Havana Nights from Rob Williams' new CD, Hands Down. I like that one. I like it.
Thank you very much, Jay. I like it, too. It's, like I said, it has that Latin that make you want to get up and dance groove. That's what I was looking for on that.
For sure, for sure. All right, I have a phone call. Area code 760. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I was calling in for a question for Rod Williams.
Go ahead.
Okay, I love his music, for one, but it's something that I don't know, and I wanted to know how many CDs does Rod have under his roster, and you know, how much music have I missed up until now?
Well, I have two CDs. One, the first one came out last year, The Journey, and
okay.
Then this one came out May 1st, Hands Down.
Okay, yeah, I've been listening to parts of this. I believe we might be in a couple of music groups on the internet together, but I didn't know much prior to this, and I love your music. Love, love, love your music.
Isn't it nice? Yeah.
Girl,
yeah.
Talk about it.
It's really nice.
Who is this that I'm speaking with?
It takes me where I want to go.
Yeah. What's your name?
Johnny.
Johnny. Okay.
Well,
yes, ma'am.
I know who this
I'm
is.
I'm fine. Huh?
I know who this is.
You know who this is? Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I had to call. I had to call and show love for real, Rod, because I love your music. And, you know, that's what it's all about, sharing it. And helping each other out. And for one, mm-hmm. you helped me out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. And hearing what you're saying is the things that keeps me motivated and wanting to do more, because that's what touches me when I see that people enjoy what I'm doing. Thank you very much.
Darling, you're welcome. Thank you, too. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
And definitely pick up the CD. It's on CD Baby and Amazon.
Thank
it's
you very much.
Too, okay.
Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
That's my next move.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Good.
Thank you. You guys have a wonderful, blessed day.
Thank you, Johnny.
You too.
Thank you for calling.
All right now. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. All right. So, yes, we are talking to saxophonist Rod Williams. His new CD is called Hands Down, and I highly recommend it. It is available on Amazon and CD Baby. Definitely pick that up. You can follow Rod on Twitter at Rod Williams Sax. He's also on Facebook. Do you have a website?
Yes, I do. It's rodwilliamsmusic.com.
All right. There you go. rodwilliamsmusic.com. Check him out there as well. Let him know what you think about the CD. Send him some comments on Facebook and let him know what you think about the new CD. All right, Mr. Williams. So I'm going to close the show with another song from the CD, but I just wanted to say congratulations to you on this. Really nice.
Thank you very much, Terry. Really happy to be a part of this show, and I'm glad that you had me on.
Well, I am happy to have you on, too. I'm going to close with a vocal. Track number 13, Summertime. Tell me about this one.
Well, of course, Summertime is a Gershwin classic,
mm-hmm.
but I wanted to do it in a way that was different. And like I said, and I came up with the concept of doing it like in a dance-type atmosphere, you know, and I had a friend of mine, because it also has a little Latin flavor, and I wanted a Latin vocalist to sing it for me. So I had a good friend of mine, Maria Corvo, and she sang it for me. She lives in Argentina. You don't get no more Latin than that.
That's true. That's true.
I love the track, and I love what she did with it.
All right. All right. Well, again, congratulations on this new CD. And definitely pick it up, everyone. Amazon, cdbaby.com. You will find it there. And on his website, rodwilliamsmusic.com as well. You'll find it there. And, wow, it's a great CD. I'm going to close. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's out on iTunes, too.
Okay, and on iTunes, that's right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to close the show with Summertime. I want to thank those in the chat room. Frank, thank you for calling in. I really appreciate it. Joe from Germany and all of the guests, thank you for joining us and listening today. Tomorrow is Father's Day. Let me wish every guy another happy Father's Day tomorrow. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. Thank you so much for joining me here on Talking Smooth Jazz. This is Summertime. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.